But another thing that I like to mention, the man was, what do I call it? Mittiu. He has this gift. He was able to use that, you know, to save himself. I think that's what happened to the dog. I think dog was distracted by something, by the power of the shaman. And then they were safe. And then they were gone. They gone their merry way again, the two of them. Not jumpy as they were 40 years ago, but at least now they're traveling in their time. There was no hurry. And there was no hurry to return either. They were just going to travel towards the ground. And each day, no matter what happened, whoever survived, that wherever he, she, or he, will just have to make headway somewhere. So the danger to the prairie was just as bad as it is when they reached the Muskego land. The Muskego land was started after they reached the bushland. So they said they reached that, they were much more different kind of easy to find food. And then there were also danger in there too. There were some animals that they're not used to, something like a black bears. Sometimes they're bothersome. Sometimes there's a flies that are very bothersome. And many other things that are there during the summer. But somehow, they were okay. I would assume their traveling area would have been somewhere around between Lake Winnipeg and northwest of Thunder Bay, in between those two Great Lakes. And that is reason they have to pass many different tribes. If we were to study the tribal line today, we know the Blackfoot live on the edge of the, on the prairie, some on the south side or on the east side. But they were there. And then after the Blackfoot, and then there were Ojibways that are further to the east. And these tribes were always, there is a friction there. They're not always welcome each other. That is what happened to the tribal people long time ago. They're always on guard. They're always they could attack each other unless they make a sign, unless they have a good communication. So that is the dangerous, most dangerous thing for the traveler for a distant place. So these two people have that problem. But he speaks, he understands Ojibwe language. He speaks the Muskego language, or the Cree language, as we know it. So he was all right, but she spoke only the Muskego language. And one of the things that I said before, he is a shaman. He is just as good as the other person. And of course he knows a little bit about that stuff too. So they were well prepared, well gifted. But they were those everyday problems that in the wilderness you find, especially when they get to the woods land and they have to pass through the rugged country, bush and some hills, bog land, and many kinds of rivers. So it wasn't a pleasure walking, but it was their pleasure.